This is Radio Boston. I'm Sharon Brody in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And it's time now for this week's Artery segment, when we hear from members of Boston's arts community about what events, exhibits, and in this case, locations are exciting them.
Joining us this week, Paula Matthews, the director and librarian for the Boston Athenaeum. This morning, in the glorious sunshine, she took me to one of her favorite places around Boston, Mount Auburn Cemetery.
Somebody told me that to be a real Bostonian, that one had to have gone to Harvard, been a proprietor at the Athenaeum, and buried in Mount Auburn.
Our day began at the base of the Washington Tower.
The Washington Tower, named after the first president, who actually became the commander-in-chief in Boston in 1775. But when this was built in the 1830s, all the cemeteries in downtown Boston were full. And in fact, they were pretty unsightly. And so that was one of the reasons, aside from the aesthetic, that they built this. And also, there wasn't an art museum in the 1830s. So people came here actually to look at beautiful sculpture. Some of the primary sculptures in America have monuments here that they made.
So this is actually a source of straightforward art in the form of sculpture, and also spirit and solace?
Yes, I guess you'd say that. Some people come here just for the art. Sometimes the memorials are just true art, and sometimes they're references to people. Heroic. Everyone, in the 19th century had a sense that they needed to be heroic in death. So you want to walk up now?
Let's go.
Many steps, okay. So you can see this kind of medieval, feudal thing. Yeah, the lights aren't so great either, so hang on to this. But imagine what it was like then. And there is a nice little window. It's got a little Gothic arch. It's very cute. Oh, now we're up into the light. Here we are. You might want to take a breath. Well, there's the chapel, where services are held. I've been to several services there. And there's a crematorium attached, which kind of shows the shifting views of death. You know, cremation was really a 20th century phenomenon. And a lot of it is because of space.
And yet up here we have the illusion of just space going on forever.
And then we go around here. Ooh, what? But again, in the 1830s, this was actually built in 1852, between 52 and 54. But, I mean, you would just be looking at landscape. It must have been phenomenal.
From here, we're getting a great view of Boston.
Yes, you are. You are. But, I mean, you know, people have always liked to go high to contemplate looking down, and I think this is part of what appealed to people about this. And it was really majestic.
I'm wondering if there's tension for you between the elements here, that it's a space of beauty and pleasure in this space of eternal rest.
I think before these beautiful rural cemeteries were built, death was really pretty grim. And if you look at the burial grounds that are in the city, it's all about the Puritan ethic of, you know, hard work and then death comes and there's no pleasure in between. But when you come here, there's more of a romantic kind of domestic feeling. So you felt like you were with your loved one.
Here we are atop the tower.
Yep.
What feelings does this bring out in you, and why do you keep coming back?
I grew up in an extremely poor family, and so we had two things that my sister and I got to do. One is be driven to the airport and watch the planes take off, which, you know, in the 1950s, that was very cool. But the other thing was to stop, particularly when we were traveling, in graveyards and cemeteries. And so we'd walk around and we'd read the inscriptions, and then we'd make up stories about the people. Oh, and this was Lucy, and she had three children, Molly and Abigail and Sarah. And they lived in this little cabin, and Sarah died when she was 9. And so I've always found the stories, or the potential stories, that these monuments allow you to imagine. You know, this was like a movie for us as we're walking around. So,
well, where is another place that is important to you in Mount Auburn?
Oh, well, we're going to go down to the Dell, and it's beautiful. Now, these kind of above ground mausoleums are very interesting to me, too, because they're like a little house you can go in, and you can get a lot of bodies in one of these. Yeah, be careful. It gets kind of squishy. But now you can imagine you are almost anywhere in a very exotic space. If you look down here, I mean, it's just, it's very, very lush. It's very verdant. And in the winter, it's when there's no leaves, you can see all the different graves. And so that's a lot of fun as well. Oh, that's right. We snake around. Oh, look at the robin. There you are, just as proud as you can be.
So this is the pond at the center of the Dell.
We're standing on a kind of mini cliff overlooking a pond. It's extremely quiet. If you were to come here with a book or just to sit and think, you probably wouldn't be disturbed. There are lots of birds. It's the time of year for lots of birds. And ubiquitously in the 21st century, there's the sound of a lawnmower in the background. You know, there is a conversation that people connected with Mount Auburn are having about whether or not to rename it the Mount Auburn Cemetery and Arboretum, because it turns out that the plants and the planting are, I don't want to say as important, but certainly a very important component of what Mount Auburn does.
You know, Paula, we're talking to you for our artery segment, and we're asking you about an arts venue that means something
yes.
to you. And here we are in a cemetery.
Well, it is an arts venue. If you look all around you, it's both natural art, but also very famous sculpture. And if you are an artist, it's very contemplative. So I think probably people who create art, who write, who compose, could come here and see if the muse struck. But I do consider it an artistic venue in Boston, very much so. It's a precursor of what grew to be a very important movement in America, rural cemeteries. And it was a model for things all over the East Coast and then basically moved west. So people who are interested in history also walk the Freedom Trail, but then come over here and see what happened after that with the famous people in Boston being buried here. Sometimes it feels like it's wonderful just to do nothing at all. And that's what you can also do here, just absolutely nothing. You don't have to come here with a purpose or a cause. You just come here and, you know, see what strikes you.
Paula, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
That's Paula Matthews, director and librarian for the Boston Athenaeum, taking us through Mount Auburn Cemetery earlier today. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Mira Sharma, and Alex Kingsbury, with help this week from Shannon Dooling and Rachel Gottbaum.
Tim Skog is our technical director. The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sharon Brody. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.